morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I'm going to be wrapping up our discussion on Philippians today. Philippians is a book that shows us the secret, is what Paul calls it, of how to be content in any and every circumstance. And we've seen that it has to do with addressing your thinking, how you interpret your circumstances, and your behavior. Your behavior will help you either change your the way you interpret your circumstances in a positive direction or in a negative direction. It will influence what is important to you. So I showed you that Jesus taught this, and I've shown you that modern psychology, after over a century of kind of experimenting with different ideas, has settled on the same thing the Bible has always said. So Paul in Philippians models this for us. He talks about addressing thinking. He says in Philippians 1:9, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight." So he's talking about love abounding, and Paul always says love is the most important thing, but he says that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless on the day of Christ. So we study as Christians, we want to know who God is, what he is like, who Jesus is, so that we can love more. We want to continually address our thinking. Paul writes elsewhere, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So Paul in Philippians chapter 2 goes on to give this beautiful description of who Jesus is, what he has done for us, that he being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I'm not going to do a whole study on this passage. I don't have time today, but it goes on. It's this beautiful passage about who Christ is and what he has done for us. Why do we study that? Paul says it's going to be the key to us growing in love because it changes our thinking and aligns our thinking with thinking about who Christ is and as our model, how we should give of ourselves to love others. But thinking isn't enough. As we saw yesterday, what you actually do will reinforce your behavior, or reinforce your thinking, excuse me. So your behavior has to line up to a certain extent with wanting to glorify God as the first goal in your life. If you say, "I want to glorify God in my life," but nothing you're doing is actually reflecting that, then you're never going to really value glorifying God as the most important thing in your life. So it isn't necessarily that you need to first want to glorify God in your life the most, and then your behavior will start changing. No, I think what Jesus says and what Paul models for us and what is confirmed by many, many studies in modern psychology is that you need to change your behavior, and that will impact what you value most, what you're most passionate about. This is why being involved in a local church, being connected with other believers is so important. Studying the Bible together, encouraging one another, praying for one another, serving either in missions or maybe in the kitchen at the church or in the music program at the church, giving financially to help others, bless others, to further the advancement of the gospel, maybe through missions in your church. All of these things, if you start doing them, then it will shift what you're thinking about, where your thoughts go, what you're passionate about, what really gets you excited. And the only thing that's really worth living for is the God who created us and gave us life. And that's why it's so important to make glorifying him the most important thing in your life. It's not because God needs you to praise him. It's because God loves you. God knows there's nothing else really eternal and worthwhile than him, because he is perfect in love and righteousness and mercy. And so God designed us to want to and to need to draw close to him and worship him. And so only when we do that and make him first in our life are we going to find true joy. Are we going to be able to interpret our circumstances not through how does this impact my safety and comfort, but rather how does this bring glory to God? And God promises that we can have confidence that every circumstance is going to be used by him to advance his glory and his kingdom, and in that we can rejoice. So how do we get there? If glorifying God is not really the first priority in your life, maybe you would say, well, I think the most important thing to do in life is glorify God. But when you actually think about how you evaluate your circumstances, you don't naturally, like Paul, who's in chains, say, well, I rejoice because the gospel is being advanced through me being in prison. No, you don't naturally do that. Instead, you want to gripe and complain about how you're not being treated right or how you're not getting what you want. That's natural. That's a worldly way of thinking. That's something God can deliver you from through studying the Bible, meditating on His Word, and putting it into practice. I would say that what you need to do is to begin adopting some behaviors that will help you focus more on glorifying God in your life. You know, some people will say, I've heard this many times anyway, that when you open your checkbook, that's when you can really tell what's most important in your life. You know, what is your giving like? Are you giving to advance God? That will kind of serve as a measure of if glorifying God is most important in your life. What I'm suggesting today is that's not quite right. What I'm suggesting is it might be more that not that that's just a reflection of what's most important in your life, but doing that will cause glorifying God to be the most important thing in your life, right? It's not that make glorifying God the most important thing in your life and then your giving will follow behind it. No, what I'm saying is your giving will lead your heart to a certain direction, like Jesus says. You know, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. But it's not just financial giving. It's about giving of your time, your talents, your efforts. You know, this is why it's important to be involved in a local church. And I'd encourage you to be in church this Sunday, be in a church where the Bible is preached. And we'd love to have you any Sunday if you're nearby and looking for a church at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray. For our 9 o'clock service, and at Fairfax First Baptist Church in Fairfax for our 11 o'clock service. I will be preaching at both those services each week. I would love the opportunity to meet you there and talk with you about any questions you have. Let me go ahead and also invite you to free biblical counseling. We have a Christian counseling ministry at Fairfax First Baptist called New Life Christian Counseling. And I believe that the principles I'm laying out here are general principles, but they can apply specifically to any kind of problem that you might be going through, maybe depression, maybe anxiety over something, maybe PTSD, an eating disorder. All of these things have emotional problems that there may be a physical component, and I can help you sort through that, but there also is usually some emotional problem that can be helped through looking at what the Bible specifically says about those things. And we offer that free here. The number to call for information is 803-943-8237. I'll give that phone number one more time in a moment. But let me also say that the first step towards living this life that the Bible calls us to live, which is to make our purpose to bring glory to God and then experience the resulting joy and peace that comes when that's what you're living for, the first step is to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't received His forgiveness and experienced His love, you won't be able to do these other things. In order to glorify God as first in your life, you have to first know Him and His forgiveness and His love for you personally. And that comes when you recognize that you have broken God's commands. You've lived for the things of this world and not for His glory. And to also recognize that God has solved that broken relationship that you have caused. He's solved it by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sin. And you need to receive that forgiveness by believing in what He has done. And you will begin to experience that love in your life. The number to call if you have a question about how to believe in Jesus or what to do next or counseling or anything else is 803-943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.